Yeah, this is Ernie Zedisay with a weather statement from the National Weather Service Detroit Pontiac office. National Weather Service Detroit Pontiac has issued a tornado warning for southern Livingston County in southeast Michigan, northern Washtenaw County in southeast Michigan, until 7 p.m. at 5:55 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located 6 miles northeast of Leslie and moving east at 35 miles per hour. Hazard being tornado and quarter-size hail, and this has been radar-indicated rotation. This dangerous storm will be near Plainfield and Gregory around 6:15, Monadilla around 6:20, Hell and Pinckney State Recreation Area around 6:25, Pinckney around 6:30, Lakeland and Chilton around 6:35, Hamburg and Brighton around 6:40 p.m. Warning includes areas surrounding these locations: Whitmore Lake, Salem, Pinckney, Hamburg, Gregory, and Brighton. Once again, National Weather Service has issued a tornado warning for southern Livingston County and northern Washtenaw County until 7 p.m. This is NXZSA. Says NXZSA, tornado warning remains in effect for northern Washtenaw and southern Livingston counties until 7 p.m. At 6:08, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Stockbridge and moving east at 35 miles per hour. Hazard tornado and quarter-size hail, radar indicated, rotation. Dangerous storm will be near Plainfield and Gregory around 6:15, Monadilla around 6:20, Helen Pinckney State Recreation Area around 6:25, Pinckney and Hudson Mills around 6:30, Lakeland and Chilton around 6:35, Hamburg and Brighton around 6:40. This is NAZSA.
NAZSA, KC8VAB, Livingston County Sky Warn. We've got a condition red net going. Thank you. KC8VAB.
Okay, any reports you need, you can give them to me. NWS will be listening at the radio up to my con desk in case you need to call in something. So give me a call and we'll get your report. NAZSA.
Okay, yeah, I got two spotters down near Stockbridge, so we'll see what we see. KC8VAB, Livingston County Sky Warn.
Livingston County from NXZSA.
KC8VAB, Livingston County Sky Warn, go ahead.
Yeah, has there been any reports from your spotters currently? Because it looks like to me that cell has died down. Have you got anything to report so I can pass it on?
Yeah, our two spotters down in the Gregory area don't have anything to report, severe weather criteria or damage. So, yeah, I agree with you. It looks like it's died down quite a bit. KC8VAB, Livingston County Sky Warn.
All right, message received, 1821. Thank you very much, and we will be here, and give us a call if you need us. NXZSA. Says NXZSA. Tornado warning remains in effect for northern Washtenaw County and southern Livingston counties until 7 p.m. at 6:21 Eastern Daylight Time. Severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Gregory, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Hazard, tornado and quarter-size hail, source radar indicated rotation. This dangerous storm will be near Pinckney and Pinckney State Recreation Area around 6:30. Chilson and Lakeland around 6:40. Hamburg around 6:45. Brighton and Island State Recreation Area around 6:50. Warning includes areas surrounding these locations: Whitmore Lake, Salem, Pinckney, Hamburg, Gregory, and Brighton. This is NAZSA for National Weather Service at 1828. This is NAZSA. National Weather Service has canceled tornado warning for northern Washtenaw and southern Livingston counties. Once again, tornado warning for northern Washtenaw and southern Livingston counties is canceled. Storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life and or property. This is NAZSA from the National Weather Service at 1831.
ZSA, WATIG.
KADTX, KADTX, this is W808K, Oakland County. KADTX, KADTX, this is W808K, Oakland County.
This is KADTX.
We have opened up the EOC and are monitoring. Anything we should be aware of right now?
There is a storm that's in the southeast part of the county. That's the one that we're watching. Has a decent miss. We're not noticing it descending, but that's the one we're watching.
Sorry, which county is that storm in at this point in time?
Southeast Oakland County.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll continue to watch it. This is W808K. MICOM, this is W808K, Oakland County. MICOM, KDTX, this is W808K, Oakland County.
All right, that's not funny, guys. How'd you know I was here?
Ted, I've been listening to your conversations for the last hour.
All right. Yeah, they were explaining to me what they're concerned with and everything, so just wait and see. Nothing official, but we'll see what happens. So are you guys at the EOC, or are you operating from the house?
I was activated. Somebody called the county, and the county called me, so I ran up here. So I'm at the county.
All righty. Well, we will see what's going on for some reason. Computers won't fire up, so we will be here anyways. And ZSA at KDTX.
Sorry, Ted, you copy that? I said I'm watching the storms come across the Lansing area, but beyond that, I'm not aware of anything.
Yeah, I copy that, or I know I'm watching the same thing, so that's what BT over here was just telling me. So we were talking about the same cluster that you guys are watching. KDTX.
Okay, let me know if you decide to go home. W808K.
What I'm wondering is why none of the computers are firing. Give me something to do while I'm sitting here. KDTX.
Hey, trust me, Ted, I have the same problem. All the computers here are essentially dead. I'm running off my portable computer and wireless.
Yep. Looks like something happened where they got shut down on my end, so. It's been so long since I've been up here. Let's see if I can remember the passwords. I don't think it's too extravagant, so. Okay. I'll give you a shout here and they give me something to go on here that's more substantial here. KDTX.
KD8OEU, KD8OEU, WD8MNX.
This is KDTX, National Weather Service, Detroit Pontiac. All stations, we are currently watching a couple of cells. One showing rotation coming in through Lansing right now. We're kind of concentrated on Shiawassee, Genesee, Lapeer, Northern Oakland County as of right now. So feel free to use the repeater. However, between transmissions, please pause in case we need to break in with any pertinent weather information. This is KDTX, and announcement made at 2002.
KDTX from KCAZFM. Is there a mic on up this time?
They're in the house, Dale, but they don't have anything active right now. He just put out a statement that they were watching those storms going into Shiawassee, but they're not active at the moment. For you, he just put out that statement. I was wondering if you heard that statement or not that he just put out.
No, I was offline for a minute, but I got a text that the spotter activation was requested, so I'm a little confused.
KDTX. Hey, guys, what we're wanting is the counties to the north, basically I-69 corridor. We put that page out to make you aware there is cells in that area. Currently, there's one in Lansing showing rotation coming down around the 69 corridor right now. So we just wanted to make you aware there is a couple cells that we are watching. So just be prepared in case they do turn into something. So the atmosphere right now is really juiced up, and it wouldn't take much to get one to spin off. So that's why they called me in here. KGTX, National Weather.
All right. Would you suggest that we bring ourselves up into a condition green net here just in case?
Yeah, that's what Rich is saying. It's not going to hurt for Genesee, Shiawassee, Livingston counties and whatnot. And being Livingston's in there, I wouldn't doubt Oakland. So if you guys wanted to start a net, that would be good. You know, like I said, there's no official watch on right now, but the atmosphere is just right. So maybe nothing happened, but we're erring on the side of caution. KDTX.
All right, sounds good. Tom, I'll meet you back over on the 2-6 for a minute. KC, thank you down there. KC8DTX.
K8DTX, Livingston County.
Yeah, go ahead, Livingston.
Yeah, just to let you know, we are here. We do not have a net going, but we're here and we're watching. So just so you know, we're available. KC8BAB.
At 2011. Thank you very much. KDTX.
E8DX, WYDI.
St. Clair.
We're here too, and we're watching. Jim, WYDI.
Message received at 2012. Thank you, sir. KDTX.
Yeah, I'm monitoring, so as soon as I hear activity, I'll check us in. KFX, sir.
Station calling.
Yes, sir. This is WSC5B, and I'll be representing Genesee County.
Thank you, Mr. Tom. Got you in there. KADTX.
KADTX, KF8XO, Macomb County.
Yeah, Macomb County.
Yes, sir. Kilowatt Foxtrot 8 X-ray Ocean, 2008 local time. Macomb County is active in condition standby. Name here is Jeff, Juliet Echo, Foxtrot. KF8 XO.
Okay, Jeff, got you down. And you're now on the log. Hopefully nothing will happen. Like I said, we're looking at these two storms that we're really concerned with, so... And get these to vaporize, and we'll be all set. So, and they just called me in here under air of caution. So, KDTX, National Weather. Station calling Mike on. Go ahead. Mike. Breaking up and dropping out real bad. I can't even make out who that is. KDTX. If you can up the power. Well, getting called on the other radio. The station was calling if they get up your power or move. Try that. KDTX. Go ahead. This is KDTX. National Weather Service. Troy Pinek has issued a tornado warning for southern Shiawassee County in southeast Michigan until 9:30. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 5 miles north of Hazlet and moving east at 30 miles per hour. Source, this is a radar-indicated rotation. This dangerous storm will be near Shafsburg around 8:45, Perry around 8:50, Maurice around 8:55, Bancroft around 9:05, Durand 9:15, Byron at 9:20. War includes areas surrounding these locations: Perry, Maurice, Lanesburg, Durand, Byron, and Bancroft. Once again, National Weather Service Troy Pinek issued a tornado warning until 9:30 p.m. for southern Shiawassee County. Says KDTX National Weather.
I say I'm headed towards Lanesburg now. If I run across any damage, I'll try to confirm. But the report was the buildings that were damaged were just to the west of the village of Lanesburg.
Okay, message received. Thank you, Randy. Yeah, you were going digital with me on the other system there. So thank you, KDTX. And APS, KDTX. Hey, they're saying if you're on 52, or I don't know if you can get back to 52, but they're saying 52 and go down south of 69 a little bit, like towards Perry, that storm's going to go ripping right through there. That's where they said they'd really like to know what was going on, if you could make that. I'm not sure if you could or not. KDTX.
Yeah, I'm at Grand River and Colby Lake Road now, so I'm a little bit north and west of there. I'm just shut off the phone with Shiawassee County Central Dispatch. I asked them to drop a dime on you guys down there and pass that traffic that they got from Clinton County on there.
Okay, message received. Yeah, but they were saying, you know, if you were in the area, so don't kill yourself. If you're, if you do see a damage there going through Lanesburg, you'll let us know. They were giving me a location where that storm was going to come ripping through, so they wanted me to make sure I got that location to you. KDTX. Yeah, I'm receiving it, Oakland County.
WC5B, Genesee County.
Stand by, Genesee. Genesee, 1 minute here. Tornado warning remains in effect for southern Shiawassee County until 9:30 p.m. At 8:39, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Perry and moving east at 35 miles per hour. This dangerous storm will be near Perry and Maurice around 8:50, Bancroft around 9, Byron and Durand around 9:10. Says KDTX National Weather. Genesee County, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you just told me to go. This is WC5B, Genesee County. We had one report from a spotter on our local net of a possible wall cloud just west of Dalton Airport, which is in the Flushing, Michigan area.
Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, spelled common.
Yes, sir. It would be in Flushing. Just west of I-75.
Okay, I'll pass along. Thank you. At 2045 KDTX.
All right, Shiawassee County just got a report of possible touchdown at Lansing Road and Warner. Lansing and Warner. I'm going to try to hit that direction right now. Any of you guys?
Was that Lansing and Warner, like as in Time Warner?
I was on the phone with 911, said I've got to go, I've got another call for possible touchdown at Lansing and Warner Road.
At 2045 as well. Thanks, Randy. KDTX. Genesee County for BTX.
Genesee County, go ahead.
Hey, Tom, did they say if there's any rotation of that, or is it just lowering, or can I get a little bit of specifics on that?
All I got was wall clouds, so I'm taking that at its word of no rotation.
Okay, if you could get a clarification on that, they'd really appreciate it, because they were looking at that same cell when you were calling it into me. So if you could raise them again, ask there's any rotation to it, that would help us out greatly. KGTX.
Okay, I'm on it. WC5B. WC5B, Genesee County.
Go ahead, Genesee.
Okay. I confirm no rotation, but well-defined wall cloud and good inflow, strong inflow.
Message received. Thank you, sir. KD Tech.
WC5B.
WNOAK from KD Tech.
Go ahead, Ted.
Yes, sir. Where are you guys holding your nets at right now? Is the OAK down, or are you on the Clarkson? Because I like to back monitor you on here.
We're on the Clarkson, and we're on DMR.
Okay, thank you. KDTX. This is KDTX. Tornado warning remains in effect for southeastern Shiawassee County until 9:30. At 8:52, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Perry and moving east at 30 miles per hour. The source is a radar-indicated rotation. This dangerous storm will be near Bancroft around 9:05, Byron and Durand around 9:15. Warning includes areas surrounding these locations, Perry, Maurice, Durand, Byron, and Bancroft. This is KETX at 2055.
You can read the warning on both at the same
time. Says KETX, National Weather Service, Tri-Pontiac. Tornado warning remains in effect for southern Shiawassee County until 9:30. At 8:56, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Maurice, moving east at 40 miles per hour. This dangerous storm will be near Byron around 9:05. This is KDTX National Weather at 2103.
WC5B, Genesee County.
Go ahead, Genesee.
Yes, sir. We have a report coming in from our 911 dispatch center from law enforcement. Tornado on the ground, Saginaw and Cornell. Saginaw and Cornell, that would be Montmorris Township, I believe.
Tor on the ground, Saginaw, Cornell, Montmorris Township, is that correct?
Yes, sir, that report comes in from law enforcement.
Message received, 2107, KD Tech. Genesee County, standby for tour warning. This is KGTX, National Service Tri-Pontiac, has issued a tornado warning for northeastern Genesee County and southeast Michigan until 9:30 p.m. At 9:04, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Mount Morris, moving east at 30 miles per hour. This dangerous storm will be near Davison and Otisville around 9:20. Once again, northeastern Genesee County, you have a tornado warning until 9:30. This is KDTX, National Weather, 2108. Micon 4, you're being called on DMR. Micon 4, Randy, you're being called on DMR. KDTX.
Genesee County.
Stand by. Genesee County, go ahead.
Yes, sir. That law enforcement is still reporting tornado on the ground moving east along Cass, Charlie, Alpha, Sierra, Sierra. WC5B.
Thank you, sir. KD checks.
Genesee County. Another tornado warning for you. National Weather Service, Detroit Pontiac has issued a tornado warning for southern Genesee County in southeast Michigan until 10:15. At 9:09, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a large and extremely dangerous tornado is located near Byron and moving east at 30 miles per hour. The source's radar indicated rotation. The tornado will be near Argentine at around 9:25. Linden and Rankin around 9:30. Fenton around 9:35. Grand Blanc around 9:45. Goodrich and Atlas around 9:55. Warning includes areas surrounding these locations: Swartz Creek, Linden, Grand Blanc, Goodrich, Gaines, and Fenton. Yes, that's right. I said Fenton. This is KGTX National Weather.
WC5B, Genesee County.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. We do copy your traffic. Also, I have a report in the city of Flint, 800 Chatham. 800 Chatham. I believe that's Charlie Hotel, Alpha Tango Alpha Hotel, Mike, I believe. Two garages on that street are blown down. Report comes in via 911 dispatch center.
Okay, do you have a... Okay, I'll just write... You don't know exactly when it happened, so I'll just write it down current time you're reporting it to me. Okay, thank you very much. And the printer's going off again, so stand by, guys. Tornado warning remains in effect for southern or southeastern Shiawassee County until 9:30. At 9:13, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a large and extremely dangerous tornado is located near Byron and moving east at 30 miles per hour. Tornado will affect mainly rural areas of southern Shiawassee County. Wow. Wasn't even worth reading. KDTX.
Hey, DTX, Macomb County.
Macomb.
Sir, 2115 Macomb County's condition green, KFA, XO.
Message received, KDTX.
Macomb 3.
Go ahead, Fred.
In service to that southern tornado.
Message received, KDTX.
915 is also in service.
Thank you, sir.
PTX, this is Oakland County.
Go ahead, Pete.
Ted, what do you think the chances of our touching Oakland County?
Stand by, I'll get you an answer for that right now. Hang on.
Ted, you need to go red if you haven't gone there.
Oakland County, they're not saying that it could, but their watch is starting to lose a little bit of structure, so give us a couple minutes and we'll get you a definite answer. KDTX. This is KDTX National Weather Service. Tornado warning remains in effect for East Central Genesee County until 9:30 p.m. At 9:17, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado is located near Davison and moving east at 20 miles per hour. This dangerous storm will be near Davison and Otisville around 9:30. Warning includes areas surrounding these locations: Otisville, Davison, and Burton. This is KDTX National Weather Service, White Lake.
WC5B.
Genesee, standby.
Mike on 3 on analog.
Tornado warning remains in effect for southern Genesee County until 10:15. At 9:17, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a large and extremely dangerous tornado was located near Gaines, moving east at 30 miles per hour. Tornado will be near Argentine around 9:25, Linden and Swartz Creek around 9:30, Rankin and Fenton around 9:35, Grand Blanc around 9:50, Atlas around 9:55, Goodrich around 10 o'clock. Warning includes areas surrounding these locations: Swartz Creek, Linden, Grand Blanc, Goodrich, Gaines, and Fenton. This is KDTX National Weather. Genesee County, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Just getting update reports. Rostam and Bertum in Argentine, law enforcement report of a rotation at 919. At 920, Davison and Genesee, we're getting actually two reports from that area at 920 from spotters of a funnel cloud with rotation, WC5B, Genesee County.
Okay, Genesee, message received. Now, take it easy on me tonight. I'm here by myself tonight. So as far as, you know, writing up reports and everything, I won't be able to get to them all. Anything major, major structure damage, heavy damage, make sure I get that, and you'll have to just repeat it to me slowly, due to the fact that I am by myself. But message received on your last report. Thank you, sir. KG checks.
Mike, country.
Not a problem. Not a problem. And I will let you know that it does sound like we're going to have some structure damage. But haven't really started taking those reports quite yet. But we'll get them to you and try to get
Mike on 3.
Fashion for you. WSC5B, net control. Or I'm sorry, Mike.
Go ahead, Fred.
You're in red. Make it short. I've got the lowering to the west, but the trees are blocking anything other than that. I'm on top of Denton Hill. It's probably 5 miles due west, northwest, so I'm going to head more west.
Master Steven, I'll right where you're at. Thank you, sir. KDTX. This is KDTX, National Weather Service by Lake. Number one, I want to show appreciation for everybody that scrambled getting together without a watch and coming together and being a part of this net tonight. So I really appreciate it. We are under condition red, and there's more warnings now popping up in the southwest corner of the state. KDTX. Tornado warning for southeastern Shiawassee County will expire at 9:30. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. This is KDTX. Mike on is condition red. This is KDTX. Tornado warning for east central Genesee County has expired. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life and or property. This is KDTX National Weather. Genesee County is still under a tornado warning as well for the second tornado warning until 10:15. My count is condition red. KDTX. This is KDTX. Tornado warning remains in effect for southern Genesee County until 10:15. At 9:28, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Linden and moving east at 40 miles per hour. Dangerous storm will be near Grand Blanc around 9:45, Goodrich and Atlas around 9:50. Warning includes areas surrounding these locations, Linden, Grand Blanc, Goodrich, Gaines, and Fenton. This is KDTX. Mike on is condition red.
Mike on 3 on analog.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, how much did you miss?
Oh, quite a bit. You said something about us heading towards Grand Blanc Township?
Yeah, the wall cloud with lowering is north of Linden. I can't judge how many miles now. I'm coming west or east on Silver Lake Road back into Linden. I'm going to follow it north.
Okay, message received. Yeah, you went digital on me here, so name your poison however you're going to get back a hold of me. KDTX.
Hey, Fred, you got a copy?
Yeah, I go.
They're reporting Thompson and Jennings funnel cloud on the ground.
Yeah, I can see it from here.
Yeah, they just toned out fire for it. It was a citizen, unconfirmed. KV8RVP.
Mike on 3 to Mike on. That's what I can. That's what I'm seeing from here.
All right, well, do your best, Fred. Don't, obviously, you know how to do it safely, so Is this like heading in a direction like you're saying towards Grambling Township or Atlas Township, the likes of like that?
Okay, got it over. Firefighter reporting it over Torrey and Thompson. That's right where I'm looking towards, Torrey and Thompson. That's Fenton Township.
Message received. This is KGTX from the National Weather Service. National Weather Service, Troy Pontiac. Tornado warning remains in effect for East Central Genesee County until 10:15. At 9:41, a confirmed tornado was located near Grand Blanc and moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. This tornadic storm will be near Grand Blanc around 9:50, Atlas and Goodrich around 10 p.m. Once again, a confirmed tornado was located near Grand Blanc and moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Tornado warning remains in effect till 10:15. This is KGTX, National Weather Service, Mike on condition red.
WC5B.
Mike on 3.
Yeah, where's the location of that confirmed tornado right now, last seen?
Mike on 3 on analog.
Go ahead.
Can't make it down Thompson. There's too many trees. I'm going north one street up to Baldwin and trying to cut over there. My way is blocked with all the trees down on Thompson between Linden and Jennings Road. Nothing but trees down. In the lightning flashes, I can still see the lowering to the due east of my location by about 6 miles, 5 miles maybe.
Message received, Fred. Thank you very much. And Genesee County, tornado was spotted. We were supposed to be around Grand Blanc around 9:50. Atlas Township and Goodrich around 10 p.m. This is KGTX, National Weather, Mike on condition red.
WC5BC.
Mike on 3, Mike on. RVP is calling you on analog, on statewide 2 with traffic about house level.
Okay, thank you. I'll get it.
WNFS MID.
AATS.
Okay, whoever that was, you were like you were on a trampoline. Standby. We are under condition red. Tornado warning remains in effect for East Central Genesee County until 10:15. At 9:50, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Grand Blanc, moving northeast at 30 miles per hour. Danger storm will be near Goodrich and Atlas around 10 p.m. Warning includes areas surrounding these locations, Grand Blanc and Goodrich. My count is in condition red. If there is other traffic, please hold until we downgrade the net. Says KGTX National Weather.
Mike on 3 on analog.
Go ahead, Fred.
All right, I'm up to the hospital here, Genesis. I can see from the flashes, I can see the cloud stuff to near Goodrich, but I cannot get enough flashes of light to enough flashes of light to see any of the defiant. I see clouds, I can't tell what they're doing right now because of I'm only getting flashes every now and then above the treetops.
All right, Messer, see, what are you going to do? Are you going to head down, go right down to Baldwin Road and cut it across? And go into Atlas that way, by the high school?
Can if you want. That's going to be the quickest shot. And I like, sorry. Tree. As I hit the intersection, I'm coming up a hill here. Hold on. I'm seeing more flashes. I'm west on, or east on Baldwin, crossing 75. If the cell is still where I think it is, it should be north, or east-northeast of me over here, which is going to be north of Goodrich. Is that what you guys are seeing?
Let me go confirm that. Hang on one second.
Hey Fred, Channel 12 said Goodrich High School is in its path. KV8RVP.
It's going to be, if I keep going on Baldwin, I'm going to run right into the high school. So it's got to be right, this lightning that I'm seeing right here to my east-northeast with the cloud formation, every now and then I get flashes of it, that's got to be it.
DTX to Micon 3.
Go, Micon.
Main portion of the cell is like north, maybe a little bit northeast of Goodrich, but the rotation is still west of Goodrich, and it looks like it could pass right over Goodrich.
All right, because if I remember right, this road's going to, when I get more closer here to Goodrich, it's going to curve to my north, and that's when I go east into Goodrich. So I'm still just south of Goodrich, and that storm is that way by the high school there going towards Goodrich.
Yeah, message received. You're going to come flying up Baldwin. You're going to make a curve right there by Gale Road. It's going to dump right out onto Heagle. Heagle right. Takes you, obviously, you know where you're going. But, yeah, dead nuts on.
I just got a big lightning flash, and I got the side view of it, the southern half of the lowering. I cannot tell rotation, but I did get a shot of the lowering there.
Mass received at 2201. KD checks. Micon condition red.
WFSM.
Micon 3, we just had a confirmation of the tornado. It was right by Goodrich High School. Right by Goodrich High School. QSL?
Just saw it with that last lightning flash. I've got it. It's got to be right by the high school.
Can you see a debris field?
Yeah, I'm getting thrown stuff from it. Hold on. I got leaves falling around me, and I got flashing lights up ahead.
Okay, message received at 2203. KDTX, Micon condition red. I only want to hear from Micon 3 at this present time.
All right, I've got the lowering. It's east of the school, east, east, northeast. On that last flash I just saw.
Okay, that would put it between Perry Road and 15 and downtown Goodrich. KDTX.
Yeah, I just heard that on fire main there, Randy. All right, last couple of flashes in black by this row of trees. I'm northbound on Baldwin.
This is KDTX, tornado warning for southern Lapeer County until 11 p.m. At 9:58, a confirmed tornado was located near Goodrich and moving east at 30 miles an hour. The tornado will be near Hadley around 10:15, Metamora around 10:25, Thornville around 10:30, Dryden and Attica around 10:40, Imlay City around 10:45, and Almond around 10:50. The warning area includes the surrounding areas of Metamora, Dryden, Imlay City, Alma, and Hadley. This is KDTX. We are in condition red.
All right. I've got the lowering now. It's between my tower there, Hadley, and the big top, the 900-footer and the city almost.
What road is that again? I can never remember, Fred.
Kip, north of Kip.
North of Kip, so technically that would be between Green Road and Kip, correct?
Perimeter, hold on, I got debris.
KDTX.
This is KDTX. A tornado warning remains in effect for East Central Genesee County until 10:15. At 10:03, a confirmed tornado was located near Goodrich and moving northeast at 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, tornadoes
moving. This tornadic storm will affect mainly rural areas of East Central Genesee County. This is KDTX. We are in condition red.
All right, I'm right here by the school. I'm stopped. Hold on. Can I get a radar update for PD?
What's that, Fred?
I got PD right here. Can I get an update for him?
Stand by. Fred, cell is just east of Goodrich, approaching Lapeer County. About another 5-10 minutes, it'll be out of the county.
is answer question, Honorable Freddy.
Sorry, I was talking with PD. Go ahead.
About another 10 minutes, 10 minutes, it'll be out of the county. It is just east of Goodrich. Just east of Goodrich. QSL?
QSL, I am east on Hagel Road right now. I cannot go north anymore. All the wires are down. We've got people trapped in the school there.
Okay, message received. Is there a way you can go around it? Will PD let you go around a safe way to do some damage assessment or no? And this is from us here at the Weather Service.
Nobody's giving me an escort east through town here.
Now, if you talk to me and tell them thank you very much. KDTX National Weather 2210. Mike Hines, still condition red.
88 MFR will show you secure at 2110. Thank you, sir. KF8XM.
Genesee County.
Go ahead, Genesee.
Okay, we have a confirmed report from law enforcement of a destroyed home in Argentine Township, 7436 Hagel Road, 7436 Hagel Road. There is an entrapment there also.
Okay, 7436 Hagel Road, Argentine Township, home destroyed, person or people trapped, and that was reported by law enforcement.
FSM.
Go ahead, Fred.
Goodrich, that was just where I was at.
Message received.
Sorry about that, Tom. WSSF, Icon 3. I am east of Goodrich. I got to be near the county line right now. Icon 3 to DTX analog.
Go ahead.
Can you see where I'm at? Am I out of Genesee County? I haven't seen a sign yet. I'm east of Goodrich on Hagel.
Not quite, but you're mighty close. Fred, you're pretty much out of the county now.
Alright, I'm not going to follow this anymore. There's too many trees, and I'm getting fewer lightning flashes to see anything, so I'm going to break chase unless the Weather Service really wants me to try this.
Negative, Fred. No sense doing damage to your vehicle or anything of that nature. I will ask, but I'm saying no. Don't be running yourself at risk. KDTX.
Now that, I'm losing string, I think, the further east I go here. The flashes I get, I can see the cloud base in the lowering. I can't tell what it's doing. It's east, northeast of my location, a few miles now. It's up ahead because I stopped and helped with the police there. I'm going to turn around, head back the way I came, and head towards the other house that was leveled in Fenton Township.
Are you saying there's two houses leveled? Because we're getting on Hegel. We got one in Atlas Township there, and now you... Okay, 5% you got that report. All right, that puts that tornado heading towards actually the city of Lapeer, southern end of it. So thanks a lot, Freddie. We really appreciate it. KDTX.
Yeah, the first house was Jennings Road, south of Thompson, by the high school there probably, that we called in when I was in Linden. And then, yes, then the Hagel Road here is actually not Argentine. It's in Goodrich here. WFSM. Heading back to Genesee County where my home is.
This is Kate, DTX. A tornado warning remains in effect for southern Lapeer County until 11 o'clock. At 10:11 p.m., a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Hadley and moving east at 30 miles an hour. This storm will be near Metamora around 10:20, Thornville around 10:30, Attica around 10:35, Dryden around 10:40, Almont and Imlay City around 10:45. The warning includes the areas surrounding Metamora, Dryden, Imlay City, Almont, and Hadley. This is KDTX. We are in condition red. This is KDTX. The tornado warning for East Central Genesee County has expired. The storm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. However, a tornado warning does remain in effect for southern Lapeer County until 11 p.m. This is K8DTX. We're still in condition red.
Mike, I'm 3 to Mike on analog.
Go ahead, Fred.
On the VHF side, bring up the 2-6. They're going to activate their EOC. They got multiple houses here in Goodrich, and then the one township destroyed with steeple trap. So the EOC is getting activated. If you might want to listen to that, and then it's on 2-6. WFSM, downtown Goodrich.
Got it. Thanks, Fred.
DTX to Mike on 3.
No, Mike on 3.
Any damage downtown Goodrich that you are aware of? Downtown Village of Goodrich, any damage?
I went through downtown and I didn't see anything but some tree branches and light debris from the wind. It looked like it went to more of the north side through there.
Master Steve, thank you, Fred. KD text, there is a personal reason why I need to know.
Yeah, I'm just coming into Oakland County on 15. I'm going to take Grange Hall across because it was getting pretty bad through Heigl.
Genesee County, stand by for a tour. Genesee County, stand by for tour warning.
Coming in.
Tornado warning issued for northern Genesee County of southeast Michigan until 11:30. At 10:20, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Clio and moving northeast at 25 miles per hour. This dangerous storm will be near Mount Morris around 10:30, Thetford Township around 10:35, Genesee around 10:40, and Otisville around 10:45. Warning includes areas surrounding these locations: Otisville, Mount Morris, Montrose, Flushing, and Clio. Once again, tornado warning has been issued for northern Genesee County and southeastern Michigan until 11:30. Mike on now in condition red again. KDTX.
This is KDTX. A tornado warning remains in effect for southern Lapeer County until 11 o'clock. At 10:24, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Metamora, moving east at 30 miles an hour. This storm will be near Attica around 10:35, Dryden around 10:40, and Imlay City around 10:45. The warning includes the areas surrounding Imlay City, Dryden, and Almont. This is KDTX, and we are still in condition red. This is KDTX. A tornado warning remains in effect for northern Genesee County until 11:30. At 10:28, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Clio and moving east at 20 miles an hour. This storm will be near Thetford Township in Genesee around 10:40 and Otisville around 10:55. A second storm approximately 5 miles southwest of Clio was also showing signs of rotation. The warning includes the areas surrounding Otisville, Mount Morris, and Clio. This is K8DTX. We are in condition red. This is K8DTX. A tornado warning remains in effect for northeastern Genesee County until 11:30. At 10:41, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Mount Morris and moving east at 35 miles an hour. This storm will be near Otisville around 10:55. The warning includes the areas surrounding Otisville and Mount Morris. We also still have a tornado warning in effect for East Central Lapeer County until 11 p.m. This is KDTX. We are in condition red. This is KDTX. A tornado warning remains in effect for East Central Lapeer County until 11 o'clock. At 10:41, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Imlay City and moving east at 25 miles an hour. This storm will affect mainly rural areas of East Central Lapeer County. A tornado warning is also in effect for northeastern Genesee County until 11:30. This is KDTX in condition red.
Genesee County from DTX.
Genesee County, go.
NWS staff is requesting information on the current tour that's in the northern part of your county. Have you had any reports on that as of yet?
I have had zero reports on that storm except for a high wind so far.
message received. Any idea, did you get any velocity on the wind, miles per hour, or just they were just telling you high wind?
Yeah, I didn't get anything definitive, just that they were saying it's quite gusty.
All right, thank you, Genesee. KDTX, mic on, condition red.
Yes, sir, no problem. WC5B.
This is KDTX. A tornado warning remains in effect for northeastern Genesee County until 11:30. At 10:50, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located near Mount Morris and moving east at 20 miles an hour. The storm will be near Otisville around 11:05. The warning includes the area surrounding Otisville. We also have a tornado warning in effect for central Lapeer County until 11 p.m. This is KDTX, condition red. The tornado warning for east central Lapeer County will expire at 11 p.m. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life or property. A tornado warning remains in effect for northeastern Genesee County until 11:30 p.m. This is KDTX, condition red.
Not sure who that was. We are condition red. If you do not have Genesee County traffic, please hold it, but you were clipping. You were clipping. If you are Genesee County with information, please go ahead.
No, cut. That's them on their local.
We got it. Thanks, Fred. This is KDTX. A tornado warning remains in effect for northeastern Genesee County until 11:30. At 10:54, a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was located 5 miles northwest of Davison and moving east at 20 miles an hour. The storm will affect mainly rural areas of northeastern Genesee County. This is KDTX, condition red. This is KDTX. The tornado warning for northeastern Genesee County is canceled. The storm which prompted the warning has weakened and moved out of the warned area. This is KDTX. This is KDTX currently operating in condition green. If anyone has any reports they want to send me.
Macomb County.
Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Macomb County secured station at 2310. Have a good evening. Picks up.
Alrighty, thanks for checking in, KDTX.
Genesee County from DTX.
I think they think they're expecting you to direct. What do you need, Ted?
Okay, I was hearing Dale talking about the stuff coming up from the southwest, and I know the operations that's going on up there, so I got kind of an update. The better severe threat will set up kind of south a little. However, they are maybe saying a couple of individual severe cells could pop up. You're going to get quite a bit of lightning and thunderstorm activity for a while, but here's one of the good things, less tornadic. So if you could pass that on and let him know.
Will do. WFSM, I'm at home. I'm going to take over Key Station for him.
All right, I'm going to be going home and getting some stuff and maybe heading up into the area, contact him on the 2-liter. KDTX.
KDTX, WYLI.
Sir, thank you for calling DTX.
This is WYDI in St. Clair County. We're going to sign down a 5-drop tonight. Thank you.
Alrighty, thanks for checking in. KDTX.
W8FSM from KCAZX.
Yeah, Dale.
I was just talking with Jennifer. She's going to need weather reports and some type of communications with the National Weather Service. Do you want to be that person for us?
Yeah, I was taking over my con since Tom went downtown. I just got back to the house here.
Okay, that's fine then. That's great. Yeah, I've been on the phone with her quite a few times, so I'm going to be heading out and giving her some more details of what she needs. But she did want to have weather updates and reports from Micon directly.
You've got it.
Thank you very much. KC8ZX.
Did you hear my announcement on 26 before you went inside?
No, I did not. I had to run in and get some stuff.
All right, let her know that the next line of storms that are coming up from the Kalamazoo towards your area, and the ones that are actually in the county are garden variety right now. The ones towards Kalamazoo are stronger, but they're less tornadic. And the ones that are coming into the county are going to be heavy rain with heavy lightning is the main threats from these that are coming into the county right now.
Okay, when they get to our county, are they going to be more of the south end of the county or the north end? Or are they coming right down the
more of the south end.
All right, I'll let her know that, and thank you very much. I'll let her know that. KCHZXF.
Ones up towards Lansing are making more of a middle of the county, and the ones towards Kalamazoo could go middle to the north end, maybe.
All right, copy that. I'm going to grab some gas. I'll be off here for a minute. I'm going to grab a soda, and then I got to head to the EOC. So thank you very much for your help, and I'll be back on in a minute. KCHZXF.
WFSM, Genesee County.
This is K8DTX, National Weather Service, with a special weather statement, for Genesee County. At 11:55 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a rapidly developing thunderstorm near Grand Blanc, moving east at 45 miles an hour. Winds greater than 30 miles per hour, frequent cloud and ground lightning, brief heavy downpours are possible with the storm. This is K8DTX.
Tennessee copy and read it. Thank you. WMSO.
This is K8DTX, National Weather Service, with a special weather advisory for Lapeer County. At 12:08 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm 8 miles southwest of Lapeer, moving east at 40 miles per hour. 1/2 inch hail in diameter, winds greater than 40 miles an hour, and frequent cloud to ground lightning. Brief heavy downpours are possible with this storm. Storm will be near Lapeer by 12:20, Dryden by 12:30, Imlay City by 12:35. This is K8DTX. This is K8DTX, National Weather Service, with a special weather statement for Genesee County until 1 a.m. At 12:16 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, National Weather Service Doppler radar was tracking a strong thunderstorm near Swartz Creek, or 8 miles east of Duran, moving east at 45 miles an hour. Hail up to the size of Nichols and wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour are expected in this storm, along with heavy rain and frequent lightning. This storm will be near Burton, Flint, Brimbaugh, Blank, 12:30 a.m., Atlas at 12:35, and Davison around 12:40. This is K8DTX.
Genesee County copies and has read the statement locally. WFSM.
Okay. K8DTX.
Genesee County, Micah?
Go ahead.
Current time, marble size hail at Linden and Miller Roads at the Genesee Valley Mall. Again, marble size hail, current time, Genesee Valley Mall, Linden and Miller.
Alrighty, marble size hail, Linden and Miller at the Genesee Valley Mall at current time. Thanks.
You're welcome. W8FSM.
This is K8 KDTX, a significant weather advisory. National Weather Service radar was tracking strong thunderstorms along the line, extending to Otisville and moving east at 40 miles an hour. Hail up to the size of nickels, the wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour expected with these storms, along with heavy rain and frequent dangerous lightning. Storms will be near Foster's, Columbiaville, and Birch Run around 105, Otter Lake around 110, 120, Tuscola, Richville, North Branch, and King 130. These storms may intensify, so be certain to monitor local radio additional information and possible warnings from the National Weather Service. Torrential rain, which may flood low-lying areas such as ditches and underpasses, is also likely.
This is KADTX National Weather Service, White Lake, with a special weather statement for counties of southeastern Tuscola, St. Clair, northern Macomb, southwest Satellite, Lapeer, and eastern Genesee counties until 1:45 Eastern Daylight Time. At 1:04 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, National Weather Service Doppler was tracking strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Marine City 5 miles northwest of Lapeer and moving east at 20 miles per hour. Hail up to the size of nickels and wind gusts of 50 miles an hour are expected in these storms, along with heavy rain and frequent dangerous lightning. These storms will be near Imlay City, Columbiaville, and Attica 1:15 a.m., Riley Center in Memphis around 1:20, Rattle Run, Columbus, and St. Clair around 1:25, Cape around Capac around 1:30, Smith Creek, Kings Mill, Goodland Township, and Emmett around 1:35. These storms may intensify, so be certain to monitor local radar TV stations as well as local cable outlets for additional information and possible warnings. K8DTX.
Micon 3 to Micon 1 on UHF. Micon 3 to Detroit weather, please, on UHF analog.
Go ahead.
And I got Micon 1 on TX. He's wondering the addresses that were sent down earlier on Eagle Road, ACVEL. Can you look those up in our notes and see what house numbers were sent down? Were you guys clearing that? Never stop.
Yeah, I'm going to take a look around here. Piper stepped out for a minute, so...
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Have you some?
The report written on it?
I'm keeping it with it. I keyed on you, Jim. What was it?
Does he know if there was a report written up on it?
He thinks there might have been on 7-4. He thinks he might have found it. 7-44-7. It must have been a wrong address. The one that was sent down was standing. There is another one that's leveled right now. I think they've got two or three on the phone here with me that they're getting addresses for.
7447 was the address there that written on the report.
Okay, so 7447 is not the one that's the one next to it. What was the address again, Ted? 7463 was the one that was leveled. 7447 was not.
Okay, message received. We're updated.
Thank you, WFSM. And I got Dale to turn his A-person, so if you look for ZXF-9, that's Ted and Dale in Atlas Goodrich right now.
It's KADTX with a special weather statement from the National Weather Service, White Lake, for Livingston County until 2:15 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At 1:21 a.m., National Weather Service Doppler was tracking strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Gaine to Oak Grove to Stockbridge and moving east at 40 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour are expected in these storms. These storms will be near Tyron Township and Heartland around 1:35, Pickney State Recreation Area and Hell around 1:40,
Lakeland and Brighton around 145, Hamburg around 150, and Island State Recreation Area and Whitmore Lake around 155. This is K8DTX. This is K8DTX National Weather Service with a special weather statement for Oakland County, effective until 2:45 a.m. At 1:30 a.m., National Weather Service was tracking strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Swartz Creek to Heartland to Gregory, moving east 40 miles an hour. Wind gusts 50 miles an hour are expected within these storms. These storms will be near Rose City and Holly, 145, Holly State Recreation Area in Davisburg around 150, White Lake and Nortonville and Milford around 155, New Hudson, Commerce, Waterford, and Clarkston around 2 a.m., Wolverine Lake and Wixom around 2:05. This is K8DTX. KDTX National Weather Service with a special weather statement for Bay and Midland counties until 3 a.m. 1:38 a.m., Doppler radar tracking strong thunderstorms along a line extending from Sterling to 7 miles south of Rhodes, moving east at 45 miles an hour. Hail up to 1 inch in diameter and wind gusts 50 miles an hour are expected in these storms. Locations near the path of these storms include Auburn, Pinconning, Bay City, Linwood, Bexville, and Munger. This is K8DTX.
KDGX. Bye, Parker.